You are listening to KDUX Web Radio, broadcasting live from Richland College in Dallas, Texas. We're the voice of Richland College. My name is Raymond Thomas Pronk, the presenter of the Pronk Pop Show. Views expressed on this show are my own, unless otherwise stated, and do not reflect the opinion of anyone at KDUX, Richland College, or the DCCD. Welcome to the Pronk Pop Show. My name is Raymond Thomas Pronk, the presenter of the Pronk Pop Show. Today, I'm really going to have a redo of yesterday's show. We were about 30 minutes into the show when we discovered we had a technical problem, which meant that we didn't have a recording of the show. And because I had something else scheduled after the show, we decided I'll just start from scratch today and really do a redo of what I was discussing yesterday, which was the National Security Agency and the fact that Congress is in the process of passing legislation that supposedly is going to revise the rules for the National Security Agency and stop bulk collection. And that's what you're going to hear in the news, that bulk collection of NSA by the NSA or records is going to stop. Ladies and gentlemen, that is not true, because the key here is what the definition of the word bulk collection is. It's not what you think it is. And before I define it, I need to at least give you some background as to what's been happening and what the National Security Agency has been doing for at least 7 to 10 years. And what they've been doing is collecting and storing all communications on the internet, all communications through telephone wires, as well as satellite, telegrams. Their goal is to collect all communications of not only U.S. citizens, but everyone in the world. Remember, the population of the world today is over 7 billion people. Now, foreign governments, they understand that the National Security Agency is listening in. So what do? They encrypt their communications. They engage in what's called communication security. So they are aware, especially enemies of the United States and nations, military, as well as government agencies, that's the standard practice, because they know other intelligence agencies, including the United States' NSA, National Security Agency, is in fact listening in and trying to intercept that information. Now, we're in an election year, and Congress is aware of the fact that the American people are not very happy that all their emails, all the videos, all their text messages, literally anything that goes over the internet, what is the National Security Agency doing? It's intercepting that. And it's storing it in a large facility in Bluffdale, Utah. It's a huge facility. And it has, that facility alone, the estimates are it could handle every communication for the next 100 years for the entire population of the world. It's huge, folks. And the two programs that the American people first became aware of this was the fact that Ed Snowden released some documents about several programs, one being PRISM. And if you listen to the show, I need to say this for the new listeners. The way you listen to my show is to go to my companion blog, pronkpops.wordpress.com. That's pronk, P-R-O-N-K, pops, P-O-P-S, .wordpress.com. And at the very top, you'll have links to my recent, usually at least 60 shows. And at the very bottom of that page, you'll have a complete portfolio of all my shows. But in between, I give you a lot of information. And a lot of that is my show prep. It's not everything that I've looked at, but it's a lot of the articles, a lot of the, for example, this story that I'm talking about right now, I thought about it, and I've done probably at least half a dozen shows on the National Security Agency and what it's doing in terms of violating the United States citizens' Fourth Amendment rights against unreasonable search and seizures, and that's exactly what the NSA is doing. It's doing a wholesale violation of the rights of law-abiding Americans by intercepting and storing all all their communications. That did not stop and will not stop even if the United States Freedom Act is passed, because the definition is very narrowly defined in that act, and it's the definition that the National Security Agency has, and it pertains only to telephone records. The content, and that's what most people are concerned about, the content of your telephone calls, for example, a small example, after this show is over, I'm going to be posting the show. And that's going to be going on Podomatic that serves this show up. The NSA will have a copy of my show and any emails I sent today. And if I pay any bills, and most people are paying their bills, for example, online, such as your electric bill, you might be either buying a car, renting a car. So when you make a payment, for example, for a car, you might be paying your rent that way. Anything that you do online, the National Security Agency is storing that in a huge facility. Now, they don't consider that bulk collection. Let me say it again. They don't consider that bulk collection. They're just storing it. They're just storing it. And don't take it personal. They're doing it for the entire population of the world, not just the American people. You see, there's a problem. The National Security Agency was not established by a federal law. It was established in 1952 as a result of an executive order issued by Harry Truman. For many years, really decades, very, very few people understood what the National Security Agency is. Most people didn't even know it existed. But they've been gotten a lot of attention in the last year, mainly because of a leaker or whistleblower, namely Ed Snowden. And he released a set of slides. And I have reproduced those slides. If you go to this show's notes, you'll see the slides yourself. Now, I always suspected they were doing it. I knew I'm very much a student of it, both what the CIA is doing and the NSA. And I suspected they were doing it all along. What Ed Snowden, by releasing these slides, and ladies and gentlemen, these slides are clearly marked top secret. These are classified documents. That's why the National Security Agency, as well as the intelligence committees, both in the House and in the Senate, consider Edward Snowden a traitor. Now, some people consider him a hero. I consider him to be a leak. The National Security Agency, they don't want to be in the public eye. They have a lot on their plate, and I needed to say this up front. I'm all in favor of having both a central intelligence agency that's responsible for human intelligence, as well as the National Security Agency that's responsible largely for signals intelligence, as well as ciphers, codes. Every nation needs to have it. The problem is, and why I'm upset, and many, many Americans are upset, they're spying on the American people. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. That's exactly what they're doing. They're spying on the American people, and they're violating your rights, your Fourth Amendment rights under the Constitution, against unreasonable searches and seizures. Because you see, if any government agency, for example, the FBI, suspect you of a crime, they have to go to a court and convince a court to issue a warrant to do a search, for example, of your home. That's the existing law. The NSA is not doing that, has not done it, and will not do it. Every day, every second, what is the National Security Agency doing right now? They're collecting all your communications, not only over your telephone, but also anything that you communicate over the web or the internet. That includes photographs, that includes videos, that includes your emails, that includes text messaging, that includes any payment of bills. They're doing it. They didn't go to a court and ask, and they're doing it not only for the American people, to the American people, but they're doing it to people outside of this country. Now, the reason they can do that is most, not all, but a lot of the internet communication goes through the United States. It's not the shortest route. It's the fastest route. And usually that means they have to go through the United States. They have to go through fiber optic cables that are the backbone of the internet. And the way it works is you have a fiber optic cable. Let's just take AT&T as an example. You have a fiber optic cable that goes into AT&T. Then they have a splitter. One goes to wherever that communication was supposed to go. It goes through AT&T. The other branch, if you will, goes to the National Security Agency. And they have several data centers across the United States accumulating this. And these are huge facilities. And what are they basically doing? They have server after server after server with dozens of hard drives that store this information. It's a lot of information, but the cost of storage has gone down, down, and down. You really could not do this 20 years ago. But because data storage rates have dropped and technology has advanced, they can do it. And it's a very, very ambitious goal. And it's not just the United States, it's the entire population. Now, are they really going to get every communication? No, they're not. They'd be lucky if they could get 90%, because like I say, people in other nations, especially, for example, a terrorist, doesn't want to communicate over a channel which the NSA could listen in on. And the same goes for any military organization for a country, let's say it's North Korea or Russia or Iran. They know the National Security Agency, the United States, is listening in on it. So they're going to take action to prevent that, one being just the encryption of the communication, but also they stay off the internet and they stay off of any landlines or sea lines that the NSA can tap into. Now, what's the political issue? If it weren't for Ed Snowden, the American people generally would be ignorant as to what the National Security Agency is doing. The American people should thank Ed Snowden for confirming what many of us suspected, that this was going on. And that's why both the Intelligence Committee of the House and the Senate, as well as the NSA, is up in arms about what Ed Snowden took. Now, I make no bones about it, Ed Snowden stole this information, and there's a warrant out for his arrest. Now, he was in the process of flying from Hong Kong to Ecuador with a stopover in Moscow, when what happened? The United States government pulled his passport, so right now, he's in exile in Moscow. Now, what they've done is try to brand him a traitor. And there's a fine line between betraying your country as well as doing what many leakers do, is point out that what the National Security Agency has been doing is illegal. They're violating their own oath to protect and defend the Constitution of the United States. You see, anyone that's in public office, whether it's a military officer to the President of the United States, takes an oath of office to defend and protect the U.S. Constitution. And in the U.S. Constitution includes the Fourth Amendment against unreasonable search and seizures. You see, the people that are running the national security agencies, as well as the people sitting on the House Committee and the Senate Committee, have largely betrayed their own oath of office. Betrayed it because they're engaged in criminal activity. And people that are aware of this are hopping mad about the invasion of their privacy and asking both senators and representatives when they go back to their district, Senator, Congressman, what are you doing to stop this? What are you doing to stop the invasion of my privacy? Where were you? Where were you? Now, you need to understand that the people that were acutely aware of what the National Security Agency was doing was both the House and the Senate Intelligence Agency. They have responsibility for oversight of the executive branch, and in particular, in this case, the National Security Agency. They knew what was going on. They really knew what was going on. The problem is other senators and other representatives that don't serve on that committee were totally in the dark. So because of Ed Snowden, the American people, as well as people in Congress and the Senate, are aware of this, and this will be an election issue. Because I don't like the government snooping on what I'm doing. Now, much of what I do is in the public domain. I want people to listen to this radio show. And I, for example, have posted many, many videos, and I want people to view the videos. What I don't want them to do is there are certain matters that are private, mainly my business transactions. And that's really, I think, you talk to a lot of people. Well, I need to say this. You get two reactions. One reaction, I need to address this square on. Well, you know, I'm a law-abiding citizen. My life is an open book. I don't really care if the government listens in. I really don't. They're not going to find anything. And I agree that they're probably, you know, the population in the United States today is is approximately 318 million people. And I dare to say that over 300 million, probably closer to 310 million, are law-abiding citizens. They're not criminals. They're not terrorists. They don't wish people ill. They work hard. You know, they go to work or they go to school. They're not engaged in any activity, terrorist activity or any other activity that's illegal. So the question is, why are they collecting and storing all this information? It's a lot of information, and every second, every minute, hour, day, month, year, and decade, it's just going to get bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. And it's not just the United States, it's the entire world. That's a lot of information. And most of it is totally and completely useless if your primary mission is to target individuals or entities who want to harm either the United States or its people and property. That's who they should be focusing on in terms of the NSA. And they have a lot on their plate, because even if they can intercept that information, you got two problems. A lot of it's encoded or encrypted, so you got to decode it. And a lot of it's in a foreign language, like most of it's in a foreign language. So they have limited resources, even though the National Security Agency's budget, and it's secret, but I've looked at past numbers, it's over $100 billion. And when you add both their own payroll and consultants, they have over 50,000 people working for them. It's a huge government agency with a huge budget, because they have a lot on their plate. Now, the problem is, remember 9-1-1? That was probably the biggest failure of intelligence, both by the National Security Agency, that's in charge of signals intelligence, as well as the Central Intelligence Agency, that's in charge of human intelligence. That is really much smaller in terms of budget and people. They should have prevented it. That's why we spend all this money, to prevent exactly what happened on 9-1-1. They had the information, but they didn't connect the dots, because Washington be what it is, they don't cooperate. Yeah, they're very turf conscious. The FBI doesn't cooperate with the NSA, and the NSA doesn't cooperate with the FBI or the CIA, unless they forced to. In retrospect, they should have connected the dots, but they didn't. Now, what happened after 9-1-1, Congress panicked, and they passed the Patriot Act. Stop it. Prevent this. And that's when the budget of the National Security Agency went through the ceiling. And a lot of money has been spent. And now we're finding out what it's been spent on. It's been spent to spy on the American people, spying on law-abiding Americans. And if you think that the USA Freedom Act is stopping bulk collection, you're sadly mistaken. What's going on, as disclosed in those slides, will continue. The bulk collection, call it interception, storage, and collection of all those communications is continuing. That's the broad definition. But the game that the National Security Agency plays, as well as these congressional committees, is define bulk collection very, very narrowly. See, they would say, we're not doing bulk collection. They don't consider storing of all these communications bulk collection. It's very simple. They have a very narrow definition of it. So they can say, no, we're not doing bulk collection. Now, if you ask the question, are you still storing my emails, my communications, telephone conversations? We're talking the content here. We're not talking the metadata. The answer is yes, they are. They most definitely are doing that. In other words, nothing has changed. Now, let's get back to the question. And I've heard this reaction many, many times. Well, I'm just a law-abiding citizen. I don't really care. If it's going to stop a few terrorists, be my guest. Is that your response? It's very tempting. What's the problem? What does this collection and storage of this data enable? Anyone that's unethical. I have a better term for that. I'm trying to think. I've said it in the past. Let's say we elected a president. Let's keep past presidents and current out of this discussion for a minute. A president that becomes a tyrant or a dictator, and he doesn't feel any obligation to his oath of office, and he wants to go after his political enemies, and he has people working for him that will assist them doing it. What would stop him? You see, here's the danger. Right now, and let me explain how it works. Let's say the National Security Agency has identified someone as a terrorist. What happens is they build a dossier on that person, a file on that person, and they try to go into this database where all this information is collected and try by querying, get as much information, pull that information out. What they're trying to do is establish not only patterns of behavior, but who is he network with? Who is he network with? They want to know who his associates are. Who does he call a lot? Now, some of those calls and some of those emails are going to be perfectly innocent. They're ordering groceries or they're ordering supplies, whatever. However, some of those calls will be to fellow terrorists or people that are supporting them. Now, that's a legitimate use by the National Security Agency of that information. But what you need to understand, one, they're going to build a dossier. Two, they're targeting that person. That person gets listed on a target list, and they're trying to develop more and more information. They're trying to develop intelligence on them to prevent, for example, another 911. That's the legitimate use and function of the National Security Agency, and most Americans, including me, would support it. Now let's go back to the situation where you have a president that's elected that doesn't feel constrained by the rule of law. And he uses these resources to go after what he thinks are his political enemies, whoever they are. What could he use that information for? Let's say you become a target. You thought you were just an innocent, law-abiding American. However, you're very active in your community supporting an opponent, a political opponent of this person, this president. And they've identified you as an active supporter. And let's say you're rich and you give campaign contributions. They make you a target. Now, what are they looking for? They're looking, the word, the diplomatic word is leverage. They want leverage on you. What does leverage on you mean? Now, some people would call it blackmail. Are you an alcoholic? Are you a drug user? Are you a homosexual? Are you having a affair? Are you engaged in any criminal activity? Have you had a bankruptcy? You see, all that information is in the National Security Agency's database center. All of it. You see how it's used? And they will develop a dossier on that person. This is using it for political reasons, not the reasons it was intended for. They need to stop the enemies of the United States. Instead, it's turned on you. You become what's called an enemy of the state, an enemy of the state. And that was a title of a movie that I recommend that you, and you can go on YouTube and watch it. Spend about an hour and a half, 2 hours. Just remember, that movie was made over 20 years ago. Technology has advanced quite a bit since then, and the storage capabilities advance quite a bit. So the National Security Agency today, under my definition and what any common sense American would say, it hasn't stopped bulk collection. It's still collecting all your email, the content, not the metadata, the content of all your phone calls, all your emails, any communication that you do over the fiber optic internet backbone. And it's going on as I speak. For example, this show is a web radio show. The National Security Agency will have a copy of this show. Now, did they narrow it down and say, we're going to store it? No, they're collecting everything. Anything that goes over the wire, a copy, is being stored in one of their data centers. And the recent one that was open is in Bluffdale, Utah. Now, I did it on this post, but I have done it in the past. And I do have links to past shows on this. It's a huge facility. It requires a lot of electricity, a lot of water to run that data facility. And it just got started. Now, they've had other facilities that have been storing this information. And they needed this new facility because what they're storing every day is getting bigger and bigger. And I'll give you an example. I'm taking a course in video, After Effects. Well, anyone that's worked with video knows the file sizes are fairly large. And even though today, for example, I had a 64 gigabyte, flash drive. We had, the instructor gave us some files, and I shot some video today. And the video, I think my share of it was just 2 gigabytes. Well, I have 68, or did, 2 gigabytes could fit on it. But he also gave us a lot of files, for example, special effects, explosions, sound effects that he accumulated. And that file was 16 gigabytes. So in the last week, I've added 18 gigabytes to that 68 gigabyte flash drive that I have. I'm filling it rather quickly.
See, it depends on the content. But this is simply a drop in the budget. Remember, I'm carrying that in my pocket. At one time, you needed storage that filled a whole room. Now it's the size of a little thicker than a pack of gum. And that's how far the technology has come. And what's easy to store is data. Text files are easy. You don't need much space. But you do need a lot of space, and there's ways to compress it and get it down the size. But when you're talking both audio as well as video and even photographs, they're much bigger in size depending on what file format you're saving them in. Now, that's not really a constraint for the National Security Agency because they planned ahead. They said, we need to store as much communication as we can get our hands on. And it's mainly over the internet, and it's mainly over your telephone exchanges. They also are intercepting satellite communications as well as telegraph communications, and a lot that even I'm not aware of. But it's not just the United States, it's the entire world. So you need to understand the sheer scope and magnitude of what they're trying to do. Now, what's the problem with it? One, this is not free. It costs a lot of money. But more importantly, it can be turned against you. And that's the point I'm trying to make. Today, you might be law-abiding. But tomorrow, you might be a target, put on a target list by an unscrupulous politician. That's the word I was looking for. Has it happened in the past? You better believe it's happened in the past. Do you trust George Bush? Do you trust Barack Obama? I don't trust either of those presidents. If you don't believe me, talk to the people that requested exemption letters, for 501c3 letters from the IRS, and what happened to them. Do you think that was random? No. They were targeted because they wanted to exercise their free speech rights and organize against Barack Obama. You think it just suddenly happened during an election year that these exemption letters were delayed? You don't think there was some outside political force that told the IRS bureaucracy to do this? We just had a week ago a fairly high employee of the IRS, Laura Lerner, be cited by Congress for contempt. She refused to testify when she was asked some questions as to what she was doing because she was part of this IRS-directed effort to delay and ask questions of people that were seeking this exemption. See, this exemption enables them to solicit funds from individuals to support their organization and engaged in, part of the time, political activities. So, for example, if you were a Tea Party organization, pro-life organization, pro-Israel, conservative, had patriot in the name of your organization, the IRS targeted you. Oh, that word target. That's the problem, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, maybe your entire lifetime, you're just going to be an innocent, law-abiding American, and your life's an open book. But someday, for whatever reason, you might say something that offends someone in power. You could be a target. And then what happens? Then the National Security Agency will prepare a dossier on you, and they will query all that stored information looking for leverage, dirt. They're looking on something that, not necessarily a crime, something that would embarrass you. I know there are things that would embarrass me. Most people, there are certain things they're not very proud of. Maybe as a teenager in college, you got arrested for drunk driving. Maybe you use drugs. Maybe you are having an affair. It's that type of information that the National Security Agency, because they've stored this information and have computer programs that enable them to query that information and pull out that information. And if you want to see how it's done or was done 20 years ago, watch that movie, Enemy of the State. That'll give you a sense of the power of the National Security Agency. Now, they will be quick to say, well, no. We only go after real threats. We have too much on their plate, and I agree. They have a lot on their plate. The United States has a lot of enemies that do not wish the American people well, and some of those are engaged in activities to have a terrorist attack, either in the United States or against American citizens abroad. A way to say it, there's good and evil in the world, and there are people out there that do not wish us well, wish us harm. And that's why I said at the very beginning, I'm for the National Security Agency to the extent it limits itself to its mission. And its mission is to gather intelligence, signals intelligence, on foreign nationals. And that's perfectly legal, and I'm not complaining about that. What I'm complaining about, and what the American people are complaining about, because we're very sensitive about this, is that the bulk collection is really a wholesale invasion of the American people's privacy. Now, I need to quickly say, some people are just simply not interested in politics. If you ask them what the NSA is, they wouldn't have a clue. They'd probably say it's the National Soccer Association or something like that. They're not into politics, and I understand that. Some people are into sports or whatever their hobby is or their work. Politics bores them, but they should be concerned, because if we allow what has been going on at least for about 10 years and to continue, our republic is threatened. You see, even though this so-called USA Freedom Act does in its small way limit the NSA, and I need to put the emphasis on very, very little, because the NSA went along with this, and so did the Intelligence Committee. The House Intelligence Committee, up until last week, was opposed to this. They were going to have their own bill that really supported the NSA position, but they're now on board on this. The chairman of that committee is supporting this bill. See, what happened is they really gutted the USA Freedom Act. And what's more important, this really does not deal with the fundamental problem, and that is what the American people are upset about, is the fact that all their private information is now being stored, thank you very much, by the National Security Agency. And at some future date, they can go after you. The way to think about it is, this is CYA, cover your you-know-what. Let's say we have another attack. Well, what would the National Security Agency do? They're going to go into the stored information, and they're going to try to identify the terrorists and what their networks are. They got a problem, though. I would say over 98% of the information in there is more or less worthless. See, all they're doing is building more and more, bigger and bigger haystacks. They're collecting more and more information every day. It's getting bigger and bigger and bigger. A lot of information. So when you need to go query it, it's literally finding the needle in the haystack. And they're just making the haystacks bigger and bigger and more of them. This is not the efficient way to go about it, and it's certainly not going to prevent future terrorist attacks. That's my concern. It's making their job really more difficult, because you're including in the universe people that shouldn't be included. You know, if they were now a point that the NSA would raise, well, we don't know in advance who the bad guys are. That's true. But here's my point. So what? That doesn't mean you get all my records or all my communications, because under the Constitution, you can't do that. It's that simple. You can't do it, but they're doing it. They're getting away with it, and they will continue to get away for it. See, what I'm trying to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, don't fall for it. This law will be passed probably sometime in the next few months, and they'll make a big deal of it. This is reform of the intelligence community, the reform of the National Security Agency. And you'll hear the words, there's no more bulk collection. What are they talking about? It's bulk collection of records, specifically telephone records. You've heard the phrase metadata. What's metadata? I make a telephone call and there's a conversation. They don't target it my specific call. They got all the calls. They got everyone's calls. They got the content. But separate from the content is something called metadata. And what's metadata? Where did the call, what was the telephone number? Where did it originate? Where did it end? What's the telephone number on other end? You know, the date, the time, and duration of the phone call. Now, metadata is important, and they're making a big deal. Well, the private sector can maintain those records. Well, that's nice. I don't trust the NSA, and I understand businesses have to keep records, especially if I'm buying telephone service from them. But what am I really upset about? I'm upset that you have a copy of that telephone call and all my calls and anything I've done over the internet, whether it's videos, photographs, emails, text messages, anything, podcasts. They're collecting it. You see, that is what has not ended. They are bulk collecting it in terms of a common sense definition. But what the National Security Agency does, as well as these congressional intelligence committees, whether it's the House or the Senate, what they do is they change the definition. It becomes a term of art, and it's very, very, very narrow. So while you're thinking, oh, good, they've stopped all this, they haven't. This is eyewash, folks. This is window dressing eyewash. This is to shut up the people that when the congressman or senator goes to his district and a person says, hey, you're invading my privacy. You know what? We passed the law, the USA Freedom Act, and bulk collection is ended. Excuse me, congressman or senator. Define bulk collection. What I'm talking about is the NSA is still storing all my information and everyone's information in this room. And they have the capability at any time to access that information and query it. It's called data mining. It's done in the private sector all the time. Ladies and gentlemen, literally nothing has changed. You're being jerked around by the so-called ruling elite in Washington, D.C., both in Congress, whether it's the House or the Senate, and you're being jerked around by President Obama. This is, at best, a distraction, because the USA Freedom Act, it was a bait and switch. They had one bill that everyone was supporting. It went to the House Judiciary Committee. They substituted the language, and now, guess what? The NSA supports it, as well as the Intelligence Committee that largely goes along with the NSA. That should be suspicious in and of itself. But if you really look in the details, content. What is content? Content is your emails. It is your telephone conversations, the actual telephone conversation, the actual emails, as well as any business transactions you do over anything on the internet, anything that goes through that fiber optic cable, linking you and me to billions of people, or anything that goes across that, they have. Because most of internet communication goes through the United States. Not all of it, but most of it. So don't celebrate. And what's amazing is I've seen very, very little publicity as to what's happening. I almost missed this because I was very busy on other stuff. And I started to dig in on it. And I said, this is nonsense. This is nonsense. And that's what our political class is about. They're fooling you. They're fooling you. They're jerking you around. This is cover for the political class, because the American people are upset about the invasion of their privacy by the National Security Agency. So you need to get smart on this. We're going to hear more about it, because I don't think it's over. Now, you need to understand, this bill has not passed Congress. They had a vote. It was unanimous in the Judiciary Committee. They passed this amendment was passed. The vote was 32-0. The Democrats and Republicans got together on this. Why? Both political parties are guilty of this. They were asleep at the switch, and this was supposedly going to reform the National Security Agency and the collection of the information that they're collecting, any messages or communications there. It doesn't do that. I'm not saying there's not some good here, but it's so minuscule, there's nothing to celebrate. And it's really designed to confuse you in an election. Oh, we've taken care of that. We've had some fundamental reform. That's not a problem anymore. What I'm trying to say, nothing's really changed. The status quo isn't in place. If the NSA is going along with it and the House and Senate Intelligence Committee is going along with it, do you think that's fundamental reform? If you do, you're naive. You're being jerked around. They think they can pull a fast one on you, and guess what? They probably are right. So stay tuned. The reaction really is starting to come in. There's always a little lag. People are a little slow. They're not necessarily on top of the story, but people are waking up to what just happened. You are listening to KDUX Web Radio, broadcasting live from Richland College in Dallas, Texas. We're the voice of Richland College. My name is Raymond Thomas Pronk, the presenter of the Pronk Pop Show. Views expressed on this show are my own, unless otherwise stated, and do not reflect the opinion of anyone at KDUX, Richland College, or the DCCD. DCCD.
Yeah.